God.
Send the light of the gospel light.
Let it shine
from shore to shore.
Send the light
of the gospel light.
Let it shine.
Good to see your presence tonight, and happy that you're here. We've had a beautiful Lord's Day, and it's always good to be able to assemble to worship God. Our lesson for tonight is somewhat different. I don't hear very often sermons about being drunk or drunkenness or drinking alcohol. In Proverbs 23, verses 29 through 35, the wise man Solomon writes here concerning the drinking of alcohol, wine, and what it does to a person. It says, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine. Those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last it bites like a serpent, it stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you'll be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, saying, they have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink? Yes, alcohol is something that I hate myself. I hate every sin, but especially I hate alcohol. When I was a small boy, my dad drank. When he got older, he obeyed the gospel, but I lived in Woodlawn and he worked in Lachlan, and every Friday he'd get paid, take his check, and he'd go to the saloon and spend the check, the money, wasted on horse races. And sometimes he'd come home and he'd be drunk and he'd hit my mother, and other times that he'd do other things. Just about every morning after he'd be drinking, he'd be throwing up, he'd be sick from drinking the night before. And time or two he came home all beaten up from fights. And so I saw what drinking would do to a person. My brother and I, neither one of us, have drank any alcohol. We stay away from it because we see what it does to a person. It's very destructive. And I like to warn every young person especially, don't ever start. Don't ever take that first drink. It can destroy you. It can destroy your life. Yes, many lives have been destroyed. Over half of the automobile accidents are the result of drinking. Many people die as a result of drinking alcohol. People become addicted to it. It destroys their homes, their lives, and everything they have. I had several uncles that were alcoholics. My wife had one uncle that I know of that was an alcoholic. And so it's a very dangerous thing, and we need to avoid it and stay away from it. The use of beverage alcohol has been a problem of mankind for a long, long time. Almost since creation, man has stumbled with drunkenness and its debilitating effects. Solomon's picture of the drunkard is startling and, unfortunately, very realistic. It's true what he said there. I just as soon handle a rattlesnake as to drink alcohol. He pictures a man whose life is in turmoil, his relationships are destroyed, his health is destroyed, his reputation is destroyed. Alcohol can completely destroy a person's life when they become addicted to alcohol. Drink impairs his judgments. Lying, brawling, recklessness become the marker of his life. He becomes addicted to drink, seeking that which destroys his health, his life, and his soul. And so we need to beware about the drinking of alcohol. The Bible reveals to us the folly of the drunkard's path. The Bible paints a true picture of what drink has done and will do to a man or a person. In this study, we'll look at seven drunkards whose tales are told in the Scriptures. From them, we should learn the evils of strong drink. Drink deprives man of his dignity. He loses his dignity when he gets drunk. We know that no drunkard can enter into heaven. Noah lost his dignity through the drinking of alcohol, getting drunk. His name means rest. His father named him, believing he would be a source of comfort to them in their time of distress. In Genesis 5, verse 28 and 29, says, Lamech lived 182 years, had a son. He called his name Noah, saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. Noah is remembered as a great man of faith. Yes, he did have faith, and he obeyed God when he built the ark. In Hebrews 11 and verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And so Noah had faith in God. He believed God. He obeyed God. God has written for him a marvelous epitaph. In Genesis 6 and verse 9, it says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And so this certainly is a good report concerning Noah. But we notice Noah's experience with alcohol. It hurt his dignity. It brought problems in his family's life. In Genesis 9, verse 18 through 23, we notice as the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah. And of them was the whole earth overspread. Noah began to be a husbandman. He planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and was drunken. And he was uncovered within his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both his shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not the father's nakedness. Yes, this hurt the dignity of Noah. His son saw his nakedness. He got drunk. Yes, in Proverbs 20 and verse 1 says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. And so when a person drinks alcohol and they get drunk, they're certainly not wise. In Proverbs 23 and verse 29, who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? It's those who get drunk and on alcohol. They have many sorrows and many woes. Noah was a man that commanded the respect of all. But Noah's folly with drink robbed him of the dignity which he had before. He made a big mistake at that time when he got drunk. We notice also that drink robs a man of morals. They lose their morals many times when they get drunk. Yes, many times adultery and fornication and other sins come about as a result of drinking alcohol. Lot certainly made a big mistake in getting drunk. Lot was part of a great family of believers in God. In Genesis 11, verse 31, And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah his wife-in-law, his sons Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. They came unto Haran and dwelt there. And so here Terah, Abram or Abraham, and Lot and Sarah goes to this land. He was a part of a great family. You remember how sad experience he had at Sodom. Yes, he had pitched his tent toward Sodom. Abraham gave him a choice of the land, and he chose what he thought was the best land. And it brought a lot of heartaches and difficulties to Lot. He lived in Sodom, a wicked city. In Luke 17 and 29, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. And so all those in Sodom were destroyed. We know that Lot's wife looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. Lot is pictured in the New Testament as a man vexed by the filthy life of the Sodomites. Yes, that was good. He was troubled because of their wickedness. In 2 Peter 2, verses 6 through 8, turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. And so Lot, living in Sodom, saw all the wickedness. Yes, and it bothered him a lot. It vexed his soul. But we notice Lot's experience with alcohol, what it led to. In Genesis 19, verses 30 through 38, and Lot went out of Zorah and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zorah. He dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. The firstborn said unto the younger, our father is old, there is no man in the earth to come unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine. We'll lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. It came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the younger, behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that he may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus both of the daughters of Lot with child by their father. Now wasn't that a terrible thing? A man, he gets drunk and has sex with his daughters. Yes, it destroyed him. Yes, a terrible thing for any father to do. Lot had lost nearly everything that he had before in Sodom. His wife, he'd lost two of his daughters. He lost his home, he lost his wealth. Yet these did not compare to what he gave away. In a drunken stupor, he lost what was more precious than all of that and more, his virtue. Doing a terrible thing. He got so drunk he didn't even know what he was doing. He would eventually sober up, but he would never shake the shame that engulfed him because of comfort at the bottom of a bottle. Also, drink steals a man's good sense. Yes, when you get to drinking alcohol, man loses his senses. Does crazy things. Many times he doesn't even know what he's doing. I know a few years ago I was preaching up at Fairborn. A brother there, he'd obeyed the gospel and he used to drink a lot. And he'd tell about when he got drunk and the next day get home, but he didn't know where his automobile was. He'd left it somewhere, but he had no idea where his car was. He didn't know what had happened the night before. You lose your senses. You don't remember what has happened. Amnon, yes, David's firstborn son. He was the expected heir to his father's throne. In 2 Samuel 3 and verse 2, it says, unto David were sons born in Hebron, and his firstborn was Amnon of Ahinoam, the Jezreelite. And 2 Samuel 13 tells us that he forced his sister Tamar to lay with him. And so here he was, he gets drinking, he gets drunk, and he forces his own sister to have sex with him. In 2 Samuel 13 verse 14, says, howbeit he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. He forced himself upon his sister. Yes, Amnon's experience with alcohol robbed him of judgment. He was dull to in his senses, right and wrong. We notice in 2 Samuel 13, verses 28 and 29, now Absalom, who also was a son of David, says, had commanded his servants, saying, mark ye now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, smite Amnon, then kill him. Fear not, have not I commanded you? Be courageous, be valiant. And the servants of Absalom did unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man got him up upon his mule and fled. And so here, Absalom had his brother Amnon killed because of what he had done to his sister. Yes, drinking of wine, getting drunk, and doing these things brought about his death. Drink had helped to harden his wicked heart. Drink helped to lead the assassin's daggers there. Yes, Amnon is not the first young man with promise of greatness that was ruined by drinking of alcohol. Also, drink ruins reputation. It can ruin your reputation, ruin your name, getting drunk. Solomon, the wise man. Solomon was renowned for his wisdom. In 1 Kings 4 and verse 29, God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. In the beginning of his reign, he was a humble person, and he was diligent toward God. In 2 Chronicles 1, verses 11 and 12, says, God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies. Neither yet hast thou asked long life, but asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee. Neither shall there be any after thee have the like. And so God blessed Solomon because of his humbleness and what he had asked for, wisdom and not for riches. Solomon's experience with alcohol proved to be disastrous. In Ecclesiastes 2 and verse 3, he says, I sought in my heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquiring mine heart with wisdom, to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. And so he had given himself unto wine. He warned against it according to his wisdom, but he turns to wine himself. In Proverbs 20 and verse 1, he had said, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. We notice in 1 Kings 11, in verse 1 beginning, it says, But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites and Amorites, Edomites, Zidonians and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, Ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you, for sure they will turn away your heart after their gods. And Solomon clave unto these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass that when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. His heart was not perfect with the Lord, his God, as was the heart of David, his father. And so here he turns away his heart from God. He marries all these wives and has all these concubines. Solomon, like many philosophers since, sought enlightenment through the mood-altering effects of alcohol. Many artists think that alcohol will enhance and broaden their perspective and understanding. Wine turned Solomon's heart away from God, made his eyes wander about looking for strange women. This is what alcohol will do. The man that should have been remembered for his wisdom is remembered as a broken drunk who lamented his many foolish mistakes in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. I'm sure the drinking of alcohol and getting drunk led to all these women that turned away his heart from God. Also, drink rests away reverence for God. Drinking of alcohol will cause a person to lose respect for God. Belshazzar was an example. He was a ruler in Babylon. He was the one who saw the handwriting on the wall. It was he who humbled not his heart before God. In Daniel chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, says, And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hath not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, thou hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. Thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hand thy breath is, who are all thy ways hast thou not glorified. And so Belshazzar refused to honor and glorify God. He didn't have respect for God. But he got drunk, drinking wine, and he praised the gods of silver and gold and stone and wood and other things. Belshazzar's experience with alcohol led him not to reverence God. In Daniel 5, verses 1 through 4, Belshazzar the king made a great feast to the thousands of his lords, drank wine before the thousand. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princesses, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold, of silver, brass, iron, wood, and stone. And so he had no respect for God. He took those golden vessels out of the temple, and they all drank from it, and they all would get drunk. Drunkenness keeps one from serving God. Also, drink destroys respect for others. Yes, when you drink a lot, you get drunk, you don't have respect for anyone. Yes, Ahasuerus, he ruled over the Persian Empire. In Esther chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, says, It came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces. And so he was a ruler over the Persian Empire. His experience with alcohol proves that a drunk is selfish, has no genuine regard for anyone, not even his own wife. In Esther chapter 1, verses 10 beginning, it says, on the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus, the king, to bring Vashti, the queen, before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king wroth, and his anger burned in him. And so here he calls for the queen, Vashti, to show herself before others. They were all drunk, and she refused to come. He became very angry. What kind of man would parade his wife before others to be lust after? Vashti, the queen, refused, and the king was so angry that he removed her as the queen. The drunk is not concerned about anyone but himself. He didn't care about Vashti. He was a drunkard, and all he cared about was his own selfish ways. Once addicted to wine, all the drunkard can think about is the next drink. The next drink. In Proverbs 23 and verse 35, they have smitten me, shall thou say, and I was not sick. They have beat me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I seek it yet again. Notice here, they beat me, and I felt it not. When a person is drunk, and you can hit them, and they don't even feel it. Many years ago at work, one night I went in the locker room, and there's a man came up there, and there's another man, and he had a blackjack in his hand. He started hitting the other man on the head with it several times. The other man couldn't even feel it, blood running down his head. The man had been cheating on his wife, and he decided he'd beat him up. But just shows that when you're drunk and someone can beat you over the head and you don't even feel it, you don't even know what's going on. Yes, drink cast aside responsibility. A person that is a drunkard and addicted to alcohol is not a responsible person. We notice the servant in Luke, Jesus teaches about. This servant thought his master was delayed in his coming. In Luke 12, verse 41, beginning, then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? The Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, at an hour when he is not aware, will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And Jesus here is teaching about a servant that is not faithful, but he begins to drink and beat his servants. Yes, he cast aside responsibility. His experience with alcohol caused him to overestimate his authority and disregard his duty. In Proverbs 23, verse 20 and 21, and 29 and 30, it says, be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. It says, who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babblings? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Yes, in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 8 says, but let us who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for the helmet, the hope of salvation. And so Christians are to be sober, sober-minded, to be able to think clearly. We don't need alcohol or drugs that will influence our thinking and changes. Yes, we need to avoid all those things. Young people, don't ever take that first drink. It can destroy. It leads to drunkenness. There are Christians that believe that they can drink sociably. They keep alcohol in the refrigerator. But many times it leads to, they become addicted to alcohol, an alcoholic. And so it's like handling a rattlesnake. It's very dangerous. The wise man Solomon warns us about drinking of wine and alcoholic drinks. A drunkard is an unreliable employee, an unreliable friend, an unreliable husband, an unreliable disciple of Christ. The drunk is busy getting his next drink. He isn't concerned about his family or anyone else. All he wants is another bottle of alcohol. Yes, many homeless people are alcoholics. Over half your accidents are the result of alcohol. Many problems. In conclusion, where does the drunkard's path lead? It leads to the loss of dignity, like Noah, to immorality. It leads to foolishness and bad judgment. It leads to the loss of your reputation. It can destroy your name. It leads to irreverence. You do not reverence God. To the mistreatment of others. Many a family has been destroyed because of alcohol. Many men have beaten their wives. They come home angry because of their drinking, beating their wives and their children. It leads to irresponsibility. You can't be responsible and be an alcoholic and drink. And so avoid it. Stay away from it. It can destroy your life, your name. Abstinence from drink is the only wise choice regarding alcohol. Yes, alcohol causes more damage and more destructive than all the other drugs because it's legal and people are allowed to buy it. Yes, very destructive. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, we want to encourage you to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. God loves you. He gave His Son. Jesus gave His life. He died on the cross for your sins. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to come to Him. He invites you to come. You must have faith in God, repent of your sins, confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. And when you come up out of the baptism, you become a new creature. You're added to the Lord's church. And then be faithful. Heaven will be your home. And so if you're subject to the Lord's invitation, we ask you to come now while Jesus invites you to come. Find me, be the friend.